Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of May 2023. The Bible reading today is Matthew 6, 5-9. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Today's article, titled Keep in Touch, was written by John Blaze. Madeline made it a habit to call her mother once a week. As her mother moved into her later years, she called more frequently, just to keep in touch. In the same way, Madeline liked her children to call and maintain that connection. Sometimes it was a lengthy conversation filled with significant questions and answers. Other times a quick call to check in was sufficient. She later wrote, "It is good for the children to keep in touch. It is good for all of us children to keep in touch with our Father." Most of us are familiar with the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9-13, but the verses that precede it are just as important, for they set the tone for what follows. Our prayers aren't to be showy, to be seen by others. And while there's no limit on how long our prayers need to be, many words doesn't automatically equate to quality prayer. The emphasis seems to be on maintaining regular contact with our Father, who knows our need before we ask him. Jesus stresses how good it is for us to keep in touch with our Father, then instructs us, "This then is how you should pray." Prayer is a good, vital choice, for it keeps us in touch with the God and Father of us all. Let's pray. Father, thank you for knowing my needs before I even speak them. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.